About a new series of the 60s cult classic, The Prisoner. The original, of course, starred Patrick McGoohan and was set in Portmeirion 50 years on now. There's confusion over where it will be shot. Roger Langley on the line here, Principal Organiser for the official Prisoner Appreciation Society, 6 of 1. Mr. Langley, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi there, Robin Llewellyn was on earlier from Portmeirion. There's a remake in the air, but not at Portmeirion, apparently.
Well, we're doing all we can to try and make that happen. Robin and our society, 6 to 1, have been associated together for over 20 years with his management of the hotel and trying to get the Portmeirion as the location. But the society, we've been in operation for actually 31 since 1977. And Patrick McGoohan, who's the star of The Prisoner, he's our honorary president, and he now lives in California.
You wrote his biography recently.
Yes, and it's called Patrick McGoohan, Danger Man or Prisoner, because most of the 60s were devoted to his two series. One was Danger Man, which was called Secret Agent in the States, and also, of course, The Prisoner, which was the follow-on from Danger Man.
So what can you tell us about this remake?
Well, the idea has been floated for about 20 years. There have been various big-name directors who've been up for the job of the direction of the sequel as a movie, but in the last 2 or 3 years there have been ideas to make a TV mini-series as a better sort of sequel, and that seems to be the current plan, although there is still an option for the Universal Studios in America to still make the big screen version, so we may end up with two.
These fresh reports that have surfaced this week, is something new afoot, or...?
Yes, it's ITV4 who've been screening The Prisoner. That's revived the interest in the show. It's on at the moment. In fact, it's on today. It's on Wednesdays. And what they've decided is that they've taken over from the previous plan, which was Sky One and Granada from last year and the year before. And ITV are now considering a redevelopment of the series to make a newer version of it, if you like, 40 years on.
Now, you loved the original.
Oh, very much so. It was surreal. It was spectacular. It affects you. It's one of those series, people who watched it then and in the years that it's been repeated, they never forget it.
And you love Portmeirion as well.
I love Portmeirion for two reasons. One is The Prisoner and the fact that I'm a fan of Portmeirion and I have a Portmeirion history website. But I also met my wife there, Karen, and we've been married now for over 20 years. And we have 3 children, so you can blame Portmeirion or The Prisoner on that. But we're very happy we go back there regularly, and 6 of 1 holds prisoner conventions there every year.
Now, I suppose that there will be some purists who will think that without Portmeirion it's not The Prisoner, but then I suppose look at what BBC Wales have done for Doctor Who.
Yes, not one of my favourite programmes, I'm afraid, but I used to watch it in the mid-60s, but I leave that to my children. They're all big fans of Doctor Who. But as far as The Prisoner is concerned, it should be remembered that the heart of it, the series, was being made in the studios at Boreham Wood in Hertfordshire, and many of the locations were also in London and on the south coast of England. So it was the village where he was imprisoned was definitely Portmeirion. But there was a plan for a second series to take him out into the world, where the village would follow him wherever he went. I mean, unfortunately, McGoohan in 1968 tired of the production and went off to America to do something else. So, but he did have plans. There were scripts for later series and episodes which would have seen him venturing around the world but still being pursued.
So who's going to get the Patrick McGoohan part? Who would you like to see playing The Prisoner?
I can't say. I would very much like there to be a modern take on the series where they can use the technology available today that wasn't available 40 years ago. But it's got to really be different. It's got to be something that not, if I can say it, more of the same. There are so many TV productions nowadays where the characters are almost interchangeable from one drama to the next or one action adventure to the next. So The Prisoner, the difficulty is, how do we make it different? How do we set it somewhere or in some location or time zone, whatever, where it's just going to be able to stand apart from everything else like the original series did.
Thanks for joining us today, Roger Langley.
You're welcome, and be seeing you.
Thanks a lot.